Good morning.
I am Skip LaCour.
It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. So how are you doing today? How was your day yesterday? Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast, taking this time, investing this time in you. This is our time to connect, to set aside 20, 30 minutes out of our day to think about our lives, where we're going, and what we need to do to make those goals, those dreams that we say we want, how to make them actually happen. Just a little bit every single day. Here we are at podcast number 46. I want you to make this a ritual. I want you to make it a discipline, a habit to take this time for yourself. I want you to download this at the same time, listen at the same time, just as hopefully you're disciplined, going to the gym, having your meals. I want this to be the way you take charge of your own life, your discipline, your ritual to think about this for 20 and 30 minutes every single day. Hey, so many people out there giving you information, giving you inspiration, giving you strategies on how to improve your bodybuilding, training in life. You've taken the time to listen to me in this podcast. I really appreciate that. I'm flattered by that. And I'm going to work harder to make this a tremendous value for you. I will not let you down. Thanks for spreading the word. Your likes, your shares, your retweets, letting your friends know about it by just liking it, by just sharing it. It's really making an impact, and it's giving me more of an opportunity to make the highest and best use of my time by producing a podcast every morning and having more ears listening to it, adding more value to more people's life. And hey, this is part of my business plan, providing such a tremendous value to you, having you feel good every time you listen to my voice, feel positive about the direction that you're going, but more than just have you have these great thoughts, those thoughts create decisive and consistent action, so you actually make these things in your life really happen. They're just not dreams and goals. You're actually taking action, and this is what I just guarantee you. All right, you just keep on filling your mind with this type of information every single day. You can't help but move in that direction. The more you focus on anything in life, you know, maybe it won't happen as fast as you want to. I've shared many times every goal that I've had, everything that I was determined to improve in my life. Wow, this happened in half the time I thought it was going to be. It usually took five times longer than I thought it would take. But that constant work, feeding my mind with those thoughts. I just saw opportunities and distinctions and, you know, sucked it up. And if I was tired, I was constantly reminding myself, I reminded myself of what I wanted. So I just sucked it up and did one more little thing, that one more little thing each and every day. And that's what you get by just constantly taking the time, making your ritual, your discipline, just to think about this every morning. All right. And so as I'm providing that value for you, I appreciate you supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my bodybuilding supplement line, my sports nutrition line. Heck, you're buying your supplement somewhere, right, from somebody. Why buy it from this company? What are they doing for you, right? Here I am busting my tail, making you feel good, giving you the strategies, making you, helping you by coaching you, pushing you to get more out of life. Why not buy your supplements from me? At least give me a try, because I'll tell you, when you see the quality in my Mass Machine Nutrition line, when you just actually feel the texture, see the quality, you'll know that the same person is providing you the supplements, the same person to provide you this information, podcast after podcast, information after information. So I appreciate you supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition and making this a win-win situation for both of us. For those of you who are looking for that information and inspiration to take your bodybuilding and training efforts to the next level, I'll tell you, Results University, my digital download library special with the added bonuses of my audio seminar, 26 hours of video, 26 hours of video, 23 more hours of audio. I've added my 11-hour Manformation course to the whole program. And just an outstanding value if you're dedicated, become the total package. Make your Manformation both inside and outside of the gym. Be the best that you can be. Check out Results University at skiplacour.com. Before you make your investment, if you're on the fence, hey, is this really going to help me? Download this goal setting workbook and outline of how to break down all this information, right? And then the 1 hour audio where I explain, give you an overview of everything that you're going to go through Results University, right? So check that out for those of you already investing in that program. I'm going to even make it better. I'll explain that in a second. But thank you for supporting my information products for those of you who are just determined you want that information sooner rather than later from a direct source, from a coach, a person you can trust. Thank you for that support too. Hey, I've given my life, this is my business, always thinking about ways how to become a better coach, right? This is my business. I don't have another job somewhere else and I just do this as a hobby. That's why I put so much. I'm showing up every single day. I'm providing effort. I'm always asking, how can I add more value to your life, both inside and outside of the gym, because this is my profession. So it's really important. I appreciate your support of supporting my products and my services. I just want to talk about that is that, you know, I was doing this one of my weekly podcasts on the bodybuilding.com message board and last night, and during that podcast, I really talk about more of the specifics of training and nutrition, the specific strategies. And one thing I talked about was, God, you guys are getting bombarded with just so much information from so many different sources. And that's always been a challenge as, you know, you try to improve with your bodybuilding and training efforts. But that's also been a challenge improving anything that you want to improve upon in your life. I don't care if it's your finances, your relationships. I don't know how to do a computer program, write a book, potty train your child. I don't care what it is. There's a lot of information out there. There's always been a lot of information out there. How do you go to the right source, trust the right source, believe in yourself that if you dedicate your time and effort, you will one day be able to master your finances, master your relationships, master training, potty training your child or training your dog, right? There's a lot of steps besides just getting information. And now there's so much information with this high-speed interconnection, HD video, just ebooks, I mean, that you get for free. There's all this free information that people are giving you to attract you to them and their business. And that's just the way it's very, you know, competitive. And we're almost to a point, and send me an email at skip@skiplecore if you agree that it's not about information anymore. It's all out there. There's podcasts, there's high-definition video, there's Facebook with everybody giving you information, websites. You know, now it's almost like there's this resistance to information. It's almost this fear of information. Like, I don't want to invest in another program. I have all these tons of free download videos, free download ebooks. I watch these things on YouTube or whatever. My problem isn't information. My problem is I don't trust myself enough that I'm actually going to do something with it. And so why download another free ebook, or why invest in a comprehensive bodybuilding and training course or a Man Formation leadership course, no matter how great it sounds or how great Skip is at sharing his information, how passionate he is, and how much I'm getting out of the stuff that I do absorb. I'm not going to do that because I don't want to let myself down. It's just too information. I have enough. That's the point that we're getting to. And it's interesting, you know, how business, how life just changes, and it's just changing so quickly how information is delivered. But now it's about how it's absorbed. It's like, it's not about information. It's how you can focus and actually execute to make all that valuable information actually happen in your life. People are losing confidence because they have a shorter attention span. They're not able to focus. They get all this great looking, well presented information, all right, from what seems like credible sources, and they don't do anything with it. And so now there's this resistance to even take on anymore. And as doing this as a business, I mean, I see the changes in the flow. Not just that there's so much great information that's available for free now. But also, people's pattern. People are less likely to invest in programs And the rationale is, well, why pay for information when I can get it for free? I really think we're at the point now, it's not about paying for it, because, you know, look, over the years, like what I would have charged for this, you know, all that information, like on my Results Universe, what I would charge would have been in the $1,000, you know, delivered to you. Now, through download, it's so cheap. It's just a fraction of that price. I mean, that would be the best. If you're committed to taking your life both inside and outside of the gym, with the bodybuilding and training, with the Manformation leadership, a lot of the mindset stuff I talk about here, $197 for Results University. I mean, come on, this is your life. I don't really think it's about price. I think people are losing confidence that they'll actually do something with it. And as doing this as a business, you know, is easy in a way. I mean, you have to get out there and have confidence that you have the right material, that you could make a difference, that you could add value. But as the internet, you know, emerged and the high-speed connection, the downloads, in a way it was a lot easier to make money, because you provided great information, people download it. Now, whether or not they used it or it just filled up space on the computer, that was a different thing. But the people who are the best at what they do, the best coaches, the most innovative, all right, staying ahead of the trends, knowing what's best for you before you even know it sometimes, right? Just like in any business, those who can anticipate the needs before the people even realize that they need it, those are the people who are going to succeed. I always want to believe, if I told you my story as being a coach using the internet, that I've been ahead of the curve. Now, a lot of times I spend a lot of time and energy becoming a champion bodybuilder and not so much of a business person, but the quality of my information, how I delivered. I could, you know, tell you stories that I had ebooks. I invented an ebook before there was ebooks, before every computer you know, had Adobe Reader on the file on their computers just normally. I mean, I would send the whole Word file before there was ebooks. I did that, started doing that in 1998, right? I was the very first person to put an online journal of my travels over the internet, my day-to-day travels, my thoughts, my actions, strategies, as I was preparing for the 1998 Mr. Universe contest, right? So been on the cutting edge coaching clubs. I mean, there's fitness experts that are really good in the internet marketing business that back in the day, they were on these little coaching clubs that I invented just on Yahoo Chat. Not because I really saw it as a way to make money, really because I just was looking for a way to effectively coach and mentor and using all the technology. So I want to believe that I've been that coach on the cutting edge, and I'm constantly asking myself, how can I be a better and more effective coach for you? That's what this podcast is about. This is even the Morning Connection podcast. What I'm talking about is about the mindset. It's not talking about sets and reps. You know, it's talking about you and your life and, you know, how to put it all together, because it's so important. In some respects, it's not about the sets and reps. And, you know, I talked about this again on that weekly podcast that I do on the bodybuilding.com forum for specific strategies. You know, if I made my living or my distinction or my brand as a coach was about just negative nitpicking on all the bro scientists out there, all the coaches that suck and starve you and put people in starvation mode, you know, or this, they're spreading this misinformation, this bro science. If that's what I made a name, a living doing, right, there's only going to be you know, so many things I can critique before I just say the same thing over and over again. I'm just beating a dead horse, bitching about the same thing, about the same people, right? There's not that many things. I would probably have 30 podcasts or 30 articles or 30 YouTube channels ripping what these bro scientists or bad coaches are doing. At the very most, I would have 30 things to talk about, right? Before, and that would be at the very most. I probably couldn't even come up with those 30 things, but I'll say at the very most, 30 things to break down the stupidity. Those are just, and let's assume that those are the important things, right? Then what I would have to do to keep my brand, this identity that I created, I would start to have to get more and more nitpicky and complaining about more and more about some information that's presented. And it would just be inevitable before I started becoming some nitpicky bitch, right? Now, maybe the first 30 things are really important. You should not do this. You should not do that. Oh, can you believe that guy tells you to do this? He's killing people with his information, right? Okay. But after a while, I would have to think, oh, can you believe he says that you should tie your shoes before to the gym? Like, how important is that? You would only have so much to talk about before you sound like a whiny bitch getting nitpicky, picking on the things that aren't important, all right? Or saying the same thing over and over and over and over again, right? That's a, to me, that's a very short-term identity for somebody. I'm not saying it's not useful, but if for the long term, if you're going to be around 25 years later and that's how you built your identity, you're going to have a challenging time criticizing people or all the things that are wrong. Now, on the other hand, another path is all the cutting-edge scientific research and how this is just so much better than anybody else. If that's who you are, that's the identity that you create, and you're always coming with this new information. I've seen this with bodybuilding podcasts, and it's just all about science and cutting-edge strategy. How long do you think that lasted, right? It's the basics that work. It's the mindset. It's you following through that makes things work. You know, how many podcasts can you have about cutting edge studies, okay, that are really important? 30, I don't know, at the most. And then you have to start saying the same things, talking about the science again, over and over again. Then you start getting really nitpicky. Well, you know, they said, the latest study said that training at noon with a full moon the night before gives you a 32% increase in your hormone levels. After a while, you would have to start getting more and more and more detailed and less important in the big picture if you make a name or a brand or an identity based on the latest, greatest science. Because there's not all this latest, greatest science, right? And again, just like I said that, you know, criticizing the people that are giving bad information out there, that's valuable, all right? I'm not discounting what they're doing. I am also not discounting the coaches or gurus out there who really make their identity about the science. I'm not saying that there's not value in that. What I'm saying is, you know, you can't be just one trick pony. There's only so much to talk about before, again, you keep on saying the same thing over and over again, or get, you know, really talking about things with the same amount of passion, like, you know, distinction number one, the thing that the right that you wanted to wrong in video number one. Right, I am sure that was more important than you know, video number 82. That first thing you talked about better be a lot more obvious, challenging. You got to get this taken care of right away than more than 82. Right, the cutting edge science. I mean, you know, how long? You know, 82. That's 82 podcasts, 82 weeks. How cutting edge is it after even 82 weeks? But you got to say it with the same passion as that first one that was the top on your priority list. And this really isn't about, you know, coaches. I understand why, you know, people, they got to do what they're passionate about. You know, coaches do what they're passionate about, what the gifts that they bring to the world. And they may take a different approach than mine. And I can respect that. All right. What I am just saying to you is you're getting bombarded with all this information, and if you're rather new to all this and you have these experts coming from these different angles and you don't understand the big picture, you're just going to be overwhelmed with just so much information. I feel sorry for you in a way with this internet, with this bombarding information, because people are now getting numb to information. They know they're not going to use it. They're just collecting all this information. They don't know how to apply it with the mindset, right? And so, you know, where it was efficient for me to, you know, sell ebooks and videos and putting my heart and soul into them, and, you know, a dedicated person who can focus, who his mind isn't clouded with all this information, can get a tremendous value out of those. And I don't care if it was a $50 video. Think about it. It's something, a DVD that you got in the mail. Think about it. I mean, you're doing this every single day. You want to get rid of that angst. You want some certainty. What's $50? Now it's so incredibly cheaper. You get that same information downloaded to your computer with the Results University, right? It's just for just a fraction of the price. But I realize the disconnect. I know how this information now is no longer useful. You don't have the attention span. So although that would be, you know, a more cost-efficient way for me to be a coach, it's no longer, I believe, definitely in the future. Again, it's my job to be the best coach and anticipate the trends, right? And you know what? Although it would be best for you guys just to download any ebooks, I realize that that's not effective anymore. And I have to do things that I don't necessarily think are maybe the highest and best use of my time, maybe in the old paradigm, the way that this used to work as, you know, giving people information. But it's going backwards in times because it's not more information now. So what does that mean for you? Well, number one, even with my information products, I mean, I have to lower the price. Again, this ridiculous amount of information that I put my heart and soul for years developing, explaining with this Results University, this digital download library special, every facet. Like I said, go to skiplacour.com, click the link Results University, just check it out, download the free 44-page outline course, ebook, download the 1 hour explaining it, you know, and you'll get a taste of everything that's inside of it and everything that you're going to learn, right? So the price is the threshold to even commit is a lot less because that's the way it is in business now, this business. The second thing, though, that's not enough. I know that there are a lot of you, to me, I'm thinking, why wouldn't everybody invest in Results University? Why would they not? They're going to the gym every single day. They're frustrated. They're getting bombarded. Why not focus on one guy, some guy you know from these Morning Connection podcasts? You know what he's about. You know his accomplishments. You know his style. Why not just, for $197, just focus, get all this anxiety, this angst out of the way, and then finally have this lifestyle, feel comfortable, get those results that you. Why wouldn't anybody do it? I mean, that's just the way that I think, right? But I realize that a lot of you aren't investing in it, no matter how you know it would help you, because you know you're not going to go through all this information. Isn't that true for you, right? If I could guarantee you that for this investment, 1 year from now, you'll know what I'm going to say before I even say it. All right, but more importantly, that you don't have the information, you feel comfortable. It's been explained to you quite a different ways that you can move forward with certainty and confidence. You know the things in the gym to look for, these small little distinctions here, right? You know the mindset that you need to just keep on keeping on, and you know what that this amount of gain is really good and it's not bad like you thought. You're really not in a plateau. That's just how it works, and you know explaining how it all works, right? You would invest in it. I have no idea. I have no doubt that you would invest in it if you had that guarantee. But like I said, I got to step back. I got to work harder. I got to be more intelligent in my approach to be an effective coach. And so what I am doing with that program starting next week, and so those of you who already have it, you know, look forward to this. It'll be on your VIP download page. But for those of you who are sitting on the fence because you know you're not going to follow through, this podcast and how you guys are responding to just the bro-to-bro talk about life really has taught me a lot in a lot of different ways. And, you know, I'm not going to get too off course, but tell you all the lessons that I've learned from the way you've responded to this podcast. But how I'm going to make that Results University even better is week by week. I'm going to take you through the course, week one, week two. I don't care if it takes 50 weeks. And just break down a little chunk of it at a time in the order that I tell you to do it. But I'm not going to just talk about sets. I'm just going to give you this type of mindset as you attack it, right? And because I said, I'm just going to leave in the man formation. These guys, I want them to be the total package, both inside and the outside of the gym. They got to learn how to take control of their life. They love the man formation stuff. I'm going to package it all together in this Results University with a bodybuilding and training, a comprehensive bodybuilding training course, right? And so for each week, just for 20 minutes, I'm going to talk to bro, breaking down what part of this Results University course they need to focus on, just a little bit at a time, right? And then 10 minutes, breaking down the man formation strategies, how it works in the real world and life, right? 30 minutes each week. I don't care if it takes me 50 weeks because you need, I believe what it is, what's lacking is that personal connection, how the sets and reps can apply it to your mindset and your life, right? How to get motivated, how to do a little bit at a time. Again, part of the insight, this epiphany that I got about, you know, adding value to this Results University is a lot because of this podcast and how you guys are responding to it. I mean, here we are at podcast number 46, just a little at a time. And it's making all these changes in your thoughts. And it's how I'm approaching it. I'm not just getting into boring seminar talk, right? Giving you real stories of my real life and my pain, sometimes my successes. That's what's really, you know, connecting with you. And I'm going to take that approach to enhance Results University. The other thing is, again, I don't know, sometimes this isn't the best use of my time, is like my one-on-one coaching where I talk to you for 30 minutes every week on the same day. And I do that for 3, 6, and 12-month periods of time. The longer you commit, there's a better monthly price. And I'll tell you one thing, too. Some of these coaches, I don't know how many people are doing it or how popular it is. I mean, charging like $1,000 a month, and I don't even think they're actually talking to you. They're not. The information that I share with this podcast, if it's making a difference, what if all we did was talk about you and your life? So you didn't have to, I didn't broadcast it to everybody, and you have to pick and choose how this applies to you or not. You and me just having a conversation. Right? Just one-on-one about you. It's all about you and your life. And we did a little bit of time, like these podcasts every single day, a little subtle changes, half an hour at a time, me giving you assignments, you being accountable to me, and watching the change gradually happen. And taking in this information, right, a little by little. That's the most effective way to make this happen because, look, here we are, 46 podcasts. Boom, it seems like I just started this. And that's a big lesson to me. That what if I gave you a little bit, whether I took the time, again, which I don't know how much is worth my time, but it's the best value for my time to take care of my family as far as a business is concerned. But I know that in this day and age, getting you to focus, you investing in yourself, having a skin in the game, setting aside half an hour, it's going to force you to think about it. With all the distractions, all the texts, tweets, and websites, and all this instant stuff going in your face, that's the only way for you to learn. I have to be a good coach. I have to take a step back and give you a little at a time, even if it was a lot easier just to, you know, make your money downloading information. We're not in that age anymore. We're not in the information age anymore. We're in the execution phase. You know, that's where we're going. Those people who can focus and execute are going to succeed. And that's why I'm stepping back and I'm really making, you know, to get the most out of me, besides investing in Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, what I have to offer you is that Results University. And especially with the weekly half hour, 20 minutes bodybuilding training strategies, 20 minutes there, 10 minutes on man formation week by week until we go through the entire program. And again, that's going to start next week. So you want to jump on board, get a start on Results University, go to skiplacour.com, click the link, and you know, get on that. And the other thing is for those of you who just want me to talk to you about you and your life, little by little, because you know you're going to take in information. You're not going to follow through unless you have someone keep you accountable. So that 3 months go by, 6 months go by, a year go by, whether you realize it or not, boom, you're actually making changes. You're not looking back and saying, oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to do, right? For those of you who really want to step up, I'm making myself more available. Like I said, right now, Fridays and Sundays, I make the time to do that. And, you know, although I don't have a lot of times open, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I tell you, it's a tremendous value. But more than that, it's a tremendous value for you, this type of personal attention, right? But more than that, it's just the most effective way to coach. For me to really provide the value, to be the most effective, I got to step back and work harder. I got to spend more time to actually give you the results. I don't want you to just get more information and not follow through. That's not going to help you get what you want. And it's going to break down your confidence when you kept on reinvesting in things you don't follow through with. Or, you know, you download e-books in the back of your mind. You're thinking, I'm never going to read this, let alone apply it. I don't want that for you. All right. So again, Results University, check that all out. Get the preview to it. Download that. See what that's all about. And this one-on-one coaching. Like I said, Fridays and on Sundays. And actually, I'm doing most of my weekly coaching today, starting in an hour from now. Today being Thursday, because tomorrow morning I leave for Las Vegas for the Mr. Olympia weekend. So I kind of reschedule those. I don't really let you reschedule. I very rarely reschedule any of those appointments. My schedule comes around those. And as a matter of fact, my flight, I leave at 6 o'clock in the morning, right? So that means I'm going to get up earlier. I'm going to spend that hour of time investing in myself. And then I'm going to get on this podcast. So that means I'll probably be up at 3. I got a flight at 6. My flight gets in at 8. My first phone consultation doesn't really start until 8:30. And I was more than happy to be prepared to not go straight to my hotel. I don't check in until noon anyway. The event, I don't even know when that starts, but I don't have to get there right when it opens. I was going to sit in the lobby of the airport and bang out my phone consultations in the morning yesterday. But then I thought, well, all the noise, all the reception and distraction, let's see if they can move it. But very rarely, I don't let you move and I don't move. This rarely happens. I mean, what I guess I want to tell you from that story is how dedicated I am to make sure this happens every single week. Not only on my part, it's a commitment on your part too. So if you're interested in that that weekly coaching, all right? Kind of got off on a little tangent, but I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, I realize that there's just so much information out there. You're confused. You're overwhelmed. You don't need more information. You need execution. And that's a couple of my services. Well, as a coach that I'm anticipating this needs, I understand the age that we live in now, how it's changed, and what I can do to be effective to help you reach your goals, how I'm changing, not just doing the same old thing to become more effective. Hey, before I end this podcast, I want to ask you the questions, our discipline, right? So what was that moment that yesterday that you did that impressed you, that you stepped up, even exceeded what you thought you can do? Again, you know, I post this, and a lot of the first things are, I did this in the gym, I did that in the gym, I ate all my meals. Those things are great. Think bigger, think wider, your overall quality of life. What were the things that you did maybe outside of the gym, in addition to inside of the gym, that really impressed you? And then what was that moment, just that touchy-feely moment that made you happy, proud, joyful, the sunrise, the look in your child's eyes, your wife's eyes, your girlfriend's eyes, your boss's eyes, or, you know, I don't know, smelling the air, something reminding you when you're watching TV about how good things are for you. What was that moment for you? And as I continue to ask that question, let me know. Send me an email at skip@skiplecore if you're actually asking yourself these questions. You're knowing the answers to these questions as they are happening, you know, the day before, like yesterday. You knew, oh, wow, this is going to be the experience that is going to really make me feel good when he asked that question. Or this, wow, this really made me feel, I really impressed myself by accomplishing this. Hey, maybe a little thing to some people, it's a big deal to me. It impressed me when Skip asked this on tomorrow morning's podcast. This is the event. When you're actually experiencing it, you're feeling it, and you're recognizing, then we're really making progress getting into that discipline. All right. A lot of things I want to talk about on an upcoming podcast. I want to talk about the people you surround yourself with and, you know, maybe how some of those people that these negative influences, how maybe you had something to do with attracting those kind of people. Maybe you don't want to be that kind of person to attract these negative people that in your life, right? You don't see yourself as that, but maybe I'm going to give you some tough love and some things to think about, but that maybe you are hanging out with people who are like you, not maybe who you want to be, all right, and what you're working hard to change and improve, but maybe that's who you are right now, or you would have eliminated them. That's something that I want to talk about. A lot of things I want to talk about, but we have every single day. I'll connect again with you tomorrow. So have a great day.